everyone, and welcome to the Speak English podcast. As promised, I'll first read a small passage to you, and then I'll define 10 new expressions I used at the end of the episode. So let's get started with this lesson. Having a company that doesn't know its stuff is a real issue in this day and age. Maxis, a well-known company, needed to wake up and smell the coffee since they hadn't got much done to win the bidding against the local company, Tyron. On Monday, the bidding was officially granted to Tyron. Tyron knew that gaining this project will help them out immensely to be an up-and-coming construction company in town. They were waiting for such an opportunity so badly to expand their services on a larger scale. A few days before the bidding, they got cracking so they could prove that they were one of the best companies to contract with. That's why the head of the team went through with equally divided up the task between the team members so they could get over with finalizing their proposal by Thursday. Tyron has finally begun to gain ground, and bigger projects are anticipated in the near future with the new companies. Since I'm done reading the passage, let's define all the idioms and phrasal verbs I used previously. So let's get started with the idioms. Idiom number one, know your stuff, is defined as know something well. Idiom number two, wake up and smell the coffee, is defined as face reality. Idiom number three, get cracking, means get started immediately. Idiom number four, up and coming, is defined as new and becoming successful. And finally, idiom number five, gain ground, is defined as progress or advance. Now finally, let's define all the phrasal verbs. Number one, grant something to someone is defined as to give something to someone, often as an award. Number two, help out means help somebody, especially in a difficult situation. Number three, get over it is defined as to finish something that needs to get done. Number four, go through with is defined as when you make a decision to do something and actually do it. Now finally, number five, divide up is defined as share something among a number of people or group approximately equal parts. I hope that you have enjoyed my lesson, and thank you so much for listening to me. If you have any questions, you can always hit me up on Anchor website. Catch you later!